Yerushalmi Trumos, corresponding to Bavli Chulin Daf Kuv Zayin. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Mem Chesem Beis at the Mishnah. Gidulei Truma, Truma, Gidulei Gidulin Chulin, Aval, Hatevel Maserishon, Esfiche, Shvius, Utrumas Chuslaret, Ramaduma, Babikurim, Gidulehem Chulin. Growth from Truma are Truma, but their growth are Chulin, but Tevel Maserishon, Sefichim, that which grows by itself, or Shvius, the Truma of Chutzlaretz, Meduma, which is a mixture of Chulin into which fell Truma, and Bikurim, all these things, their growths are Chulin. Gedulei Hektosh and Masasheni Chulin, Upoidinoisim is Man Zoram, the growth of Hektosh and Masasheni are Chulin, and he should redeem them when he plants them. Mea Legina shall Truma, Vaachas shall Chulin, Kulim Utorim, Vadosha Zorakala, Vadosha in Zorakala, Afila Meach shall Chulin, Vaachas shall Truma, Kulin Asurim. If 100 patches are planted with Truma and one with Chulin, and it's unknown which is which, they are all permitted if they are a type of seed that rots, but if not, even 100 patches of Chulin and one bed of Truma are all prohibited. Atevel Gidulov Mutarim, Vadosha Zorakala, Avadosha in Zorakala, Gidule Gidulin Asurim. Growth from Tevel are permitted if the seed rots when it's planted, but if it does not, even the growth from the growth are prohibited. Either Dovashain Zawai Kale, Kagon Haluf, Vashum, Babutalim, Vabyuda Ime Hashum, Kasarim. Which seeds do not rot? Luf, garlic, and onions. Vabyuda says that the garlic is like barley, whose seeds rot. The Gemara says, Vatani Allah, Vadramamurim, Vadavashe Zawai Kale, Vadavashain Zawai Kale, Gidule, Gidulin, Asurin. The Gemara brings a brisa that says that when is it that the growth of all these means Tevel, Maserishon, in those cases are all Chulin, when their seeds rot, but if their seeds do not rot and remain, even the growth of their growth are prohibited. Avala Tevel, Sherubay Chulin, or Maserishon, Sherubay Chulin, Vesfichi, Shvius, Shein Mesuyim, Utrumas Chuslaritz, Sheinu Mesuya, Ramaduma, Sherubay Chulin, Rabikurim, Sheinu Mesuyim. But Tevel is majority Chulin, Maserishon is majority Chulin, Sefichin, that which grows by itself, of Shvius is uncommon, the Truma of Chuslaritz is uncommon, Meduma, which is a mixture of Chulin into which fell Truma, is majority Chulin, and Bikurim is uncommon. Vikidile Hektish Masasheni Chulin. The Mishnah taught that growths of Hekdush and Masasheni are Chulin, he should redeem them when he wants to plant them. Rabbi Abou, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, says that this means that when he has a crop of Masasheni or Hekdush, he should redeem the entire storehouse to the value of the sar that he planted. Hifrish Hekdush and Masasheni, Masasheni ben Vadosh Zorakala, ben Vadosh in Zorakala, Nifta Bashar Zol. Ela Dovash Zorai Kala, Nifta Basha'a. Harishon, it should say, Dovash in Zorai Kala, Nifta Basha'a, Shehu Oimed Boy, it should say. Despite the Mishnah comparing the two, Hekdush and Masasheni are different. Masasheni, with its produce, whose seed rots or not, it's redeemed according to the lower market price. However, for a species whose seeds rot, it's redeemed according to its original price before it rotted. For a species whose seeds do not rot, it's redeemed according to its current value. Hekdush ben Dovash Zorakala, ben Dovash Ein Zorakala, Ein Loi Ela Mekoimoi Vashata, Evo Dovash Zorakala, Poides Kola Oitza, Bedemi Oisa Shah, Shazor, Vadosh Ein Zorakala, Poides Kola Oitza. Hekdush, whether its produce, whose seeds rot or not, it's only redeemed according to its value here and now. However, if its seeds rot, he redeems the entire storehouse for the value of the seeds that he planted. If its seeds don't rot, he redeems the entire storehouse, as it's all viewed as Hekdush, since the original Hekdush is still present. Rabbi Yossi says, the Mishnah taught earlier that if 100 patches were planted with Truma and one with Chulin, and it's unknown which, they are all permitted if they are a type of seed that rots. Now this teaches us that if one sar of Truma fell into 100 sar of Chulin, it's annulled, and on a Torah level, one is not required to remove a sar that symbolically represents the sar of Truma and give it to a Kohen. It is rabbinically required in order to prevent theft from the tribe of Levi. So when it's unknown which are Chulin and which is Truma, it's a doubt in a rabbinic law, and maybe one may be lenient to permit all of them. Taman Amav Yochan Sa Truma Sha'alf Mitoich Mea Sa Chulin Kol Shehen Mevat Loisaisa Hacha Liket Nafal Seichan Chulin Kol Shehen Vatoim. Similarly, Rabbi Yochanan said earlier that if a sar of Truma fell into 100 sar of Chulin, and he removed a sar from the mixture for the Kohen, if it fell into even a small quantity of Chulin, it's annulled. Here also, concerning growths of Truma, which are only rabbinically prohibited, when there was 100 patches of Truma and one of Chulin, and he picked one of them and it fell into Chulin, it's annulled in the Chulin. K'moy de Rabbi Yosef should say, Amar, Taman, Teichen, Emate, Eifacha, Kain. Now, an earlier Mishnah in the fifth parak taught that if a sar of truma fell into less than 100 sar of chulin and he ground it and the chulin increased, just as the chulin increased, so too the truma increased and it remains prohibited. If it's known that the wheat of the chulin is better than that of truma, it's permitted. A brisa there taught that it's permitted to grind the wheat in order to annul the truma. The Gemara there commented that the brisa follows the opinion of Rabbi Yossi there, who disagrees with the first opinion, saying that he may even pick them with intent to annul it. Just as Rabbi Yossi says that it's permitted to grind in order to annul the truma, so to here the kohen annuls them by picking them. Taman mizeh mizeh ala biyadoi b'ram hacha kal teva ala biyadoi b'shelokat ma'achas avalim lokat mishtehem mizu mizu ala biyadoi. And the Gemara rejects this note there, both types come into his hand, but here, if he picks only one patch, if he went to a patch of growth of truma, he will only have picked growth of truma.